You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from Bloomberg. Walmart is discontinuing its ambitious plan to establish a network of low-cost health clinics, citing escalating costs and challenges related to reimbursements. The retailer announced the closure of all 51 health centers it had launched across 5 states, along with the cessation of its telehealth business. These clinics, strategically positioned adjacent to Walmart supercenters, aim to enhance access to healthcare by offering a comprehensive range of services under one roof. Initiated in 2019, the venture was envisioned to expand further, with projections indicating the opening of over 75 centers nationwide by the end of 2024. The clinics provided various medical, dental, and behavioral health services, encompassing x-rays and dental cleanings. However, Walmart has not disclosed the financial investments or revenues associated with these ventures. While the closures are not expected to significantly impact Walmart's finances, they represent a surprising shift from previous announcements regarding expansion plans. The company has yet to specify a timeline for the closures or the number of jobs affected. However, Walmart intends to facilitate the transition of affected employees to other roles within the organization. Despite this setback, Walmart remains committed to its health and wellness initiatives, focusing on its extensive network of pharmacies and vision centers housed within its stores. The decision to retreat from the health clinic venture reflects broader trends in the industry, where retailers, insurers, and investors have pursued investments in primary care clinics, driven partly by the desire to tap into the growing healthcare market. Walmart's move contrasts with rival efforts, such as Walgreens' investment in primary care provider VillageMD, which faced challenges leading to the closure of some clinics. Additionally, Walmart's acquisition of virtual care provider MeMD in 2021, amid the surge in demand for telehealth services during the pandemic, underscores the evolving landscape of healthcare delivery. However, the decline in virtual care utilization post-pandemic likely also influenced Walmart's decision to discontinue its telehealth unit. Headline 2 comes to us from Supply Chain Dive. Happy Returns, now part of UPS, has introduced a new capability for enterprise retailers' stores to accept online returns from different brands, marking a significant advancement in cross-brand return solutions. Shein, a prominent e-commerce player, is among the first brands to leverage this solution, allowing its customers to make box-free returns of their online orders at over 300 Forever 21 stores across the continental U.S. Shein's U.S. president emphasized the commitment to enhancing the shopping experience for Shein customers by partnering with Happy Returns. The seamless returns model pioneered by Happy Returns aligns with Shein's focus on delivering convenience and simplicity to its customer base. Since its acquisition by UPS, Happy Returns has streamlined its integration with larger enterprises, facilitating the acceptance of cross-brand returns in store. CEO and co-founder David Sobey highlighted the challenges faced by retailers in accepting returns from other brands and emphasized the significance of this development in Happy Returns offering stack. The solution provided by Happy Returns can integrate with any returns portal, enabling the generation of QR codes for shopper returns. Additionally, Happy Returns offers software that facilitates the reception and verification of cross-brand returns in store, along with reverse logistics options for inventory management. For the Shein and Forever 21 collaboration, shoppers generate QR codes through Shein's returns portal, which are then scanned at Forever 21 stores. Store associates verify the returned items, which are aggregated and shipped to Shein warehouses. This partnership not only enhances the returns process, but also drives foot traffic to Forever 21 stores, potentially leading to additional sales. Forever 21 is incentivizing Shein shoppers with same-day discounts upon completing their returns, further enhancing the customer experience and fostering brand loyalty. The collaboration between Shein and Forever 21 underscores the potential for partnerships between brands under the same corporate structure to optimize the returns process and drive mutual growth opportunities. Headline 3 comes to us from Yahoo Finance. IKEA is embarking on its third wave of price reductions in a year, aiming to alleviate the financial strain on its customers amidst rising inflation. Beginning on May 1st, the Swedish retailer will implement price cuts across thousands of products, extending its commitment to affordability amid economic challenges. This initiative reflects IKEA's dedication to serving budget-conscious consumers, a principle deeply rooted in its founder's vision of supporting people from all financial backgrounds. Talda Anku, IKEA's head of retail, emphasized the company's mission to assist shoppers by implementing these price reductions as a steadfast commitment rather than a temporary promotion. the price reductions will be gradually introduced across various regions, including Canada, France, and South Korea. In France alone, 150 additional products will benefit from reduced prices, adding to the existing 1,550 items already marked down. The cost of these price cuts in France is estimated to reach 200 million euros for the current fiscal year, with similar investments made in Canada. Despite the significant financial commitment required for these price reductions, IKEA's privately held status affords it the flexibility to prioritize customer affordability over immediate profitability. Anku highlighted IKEA's historical emphasis on lowering prices and expressed optimism about continuing this trend in the future, irrespective of short-term profit fluctuations. The response from consumers has been positive, with increased foot traffic and sales of lower-priced products exceeding expectations. IKEA's willingness to diverge from industry norms and prioritize customer accessibility underscores its ambition to solidify its position as a global leader in furniture and home decor.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.